720 WGN. It's just about 7:50 this morning. Still looking for that sun. It doesn't seem like we're going to see much of it today, as Schwani's been telling us. But there's still reason to be optimistic. We flip the calendar in about, why am I not good at math today? 16 hours and 10 minutes. But just producing optimism out of nowhere is not easy for a lot of people. Dr. John Duffy, good friend of WGN Radio, joins us now. John, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Hey, good morning, John. Happy New Year. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I think, you know, obviously there's a lot of this depends on what sort of 2020 people have had and their natural dispositions or how they tackle adversity in general or whatnot. But as we look forward to try and be optimistic, a lot of people say, well, just be optimistic and optimism will come to you. Have a positive attitude and you'll feel positive. Is there any logic, truth behind that, or are we simplifying this too much?
Oh, man, if only it were that
easy,
right? John, you wouldn't need me, right? So it's not that easy. The first thing I think we need to do is acknowledge everything that 2020 has been for us. This is a different, you're right, we're flipping the page. It's a new calendar. It's a new way to take stock and evaluate what things have been like and what we want things to be like going forward. But looking back, we have to acknowledge everything that 2020 was. And for most of us, this was one of the most difficult years, if not the most difficult year of our lives. So we want to acknowledge that. And if we grieved over the course of this year, if we had losses, and most all of us did have some kind of loss, to look back, really recognize that, acknowledge it, even acknowledge like that might not be entirely over, but that I see hope. There's a vaccine coming out that we're all going to have access to in all likelihood in the next year or so. And, you know, things are going to change, and to have some optimism going forward with a recognition of what it's been like going backwards. I think what we fail to do too often is we want to press optimism on ourselves because this is the way we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be hopeful and optimistic, and we don't necessarily want to spend a lot of time sitting in the grief and in the loss of what things have been like, but it's important to go through that and acknowledge it honestly, sincerely, and openly before we can really, really turn the page.
Yeah, we've had a lot of textures. We've been doing your 2020 in 4 years. We've had some heartbreaking ones come in. Just had one come in saying, one crisis after another. And it's a perfect text to lead me into this next question, Dr. Duffy, is the emotional toll of 2020 does not end on December 31st. It doesn't end here in 16 hours. In fact, we don't know when this will end. And for people that are sitting there relatively okay, and they seem fine, maybe they've experienced some pain and hardship, but they've managed it okay, doesn't mean that they're out of the woods yet either. And I'm talking particularly about myself. I feel okay, but, you know, there's long-term effects to trauma like we've had as a country and a world, isn't there?
Yes, and John, this is kind of a collective emotional trauma unlike any of us has ever been through before. Young people specifically point this out, that, you know, like, you guys try to guide us through this, but you don't know any, my generation, we don't know any more than 16-year-olds what this is like and how to navigate a pandemic. This is all new to all of us, and even we therapists are going through this for the first time and experiencing some degree of trauma as well. So it's not as easy as flipping the calendar. I look at flipping the calendar here more as like moving the goalposts a little bit further. Like, we're a little bit further down the field than we were back in April, for example. And do we know what 2021 is going to look like exactly? My gosh, if we learned anything from this year, it's that we absolutely have no idea. Is there reason to be hopeful? Yes. And an awful lot of us, John, I'm in the same position you are, where I feel pretty good. And I've been fortunate enough, and I think you have as well, to be going to work,
right,
and be keeping a normal rhythm. But an awful lot of people are completely out of sync and out of rhythm with their normal lives. And it's very difficult to tell them, you know, yeah, just change your mind and change your whole outlook just because
right,
we're looking at a fresh calendar. It's not a reasonable thing to do. I always encourage people to kind of take their thoughts and moves month to month, because things change dramatically here month to month. So instead of creating resolutions, for example, for 2021, I would start with January and just think about how you want that to go and have some degree of consideration and intention around that.
Yeah, it's such a great point you bring up. And when you talk about how we don't really have many comparisons to this, I was going to ask, well, what did people do mental health wise after 1918? And it's like there was no real discussions about what was happening. That was also after a world war, and you have that to deal with too. And I guess that leads me to my next point, that at least if there's one, I don't know, silver lining. We always use this term too much, but we've had a lot more conversations in recent years about mental health, about reducing the stigma of that. And I feel like this year could help break that dam of people that still have some reservation about talking to someone professionally about what they need to talk about.
I am so glad you brought this up, John. The therapists I know who do good therapy, their practices are bursting in full. And that, to me, that might seem like, you know, just a sign of the times, but that to me also suggests a breaking of the stigma. And this year might be part of what we needed to do in order to just tend to our emotional wellness, not just in the midst of a crisis, but all the time. To kind of, that doesn't mean you're always going to therapy or you're always seeking out a life coach or, you know, talking about your emotions, but to tend to that far more than we did a year ago. I think a lot of us have been kind of jarred into taking our wellness, our emotional well-being into consideration. And we've a lot of my clients have chosen to pace themselves. You know, they realize like, boy, I've been moving at this breakneck speed for so many years. Now, I don't mind spending some time with the family. I don't mind talking to a therapist once or twice a week. I don't mind just slowing the pace down and sitting in silence and doing a meditation for a while, or tending to my body and my, you know, mind, body, and spirit together. So I do think that that is a silver lining, even though we overuse that term, that we are going to be able to carry forward. My hope is that people do not relent on that once the pandemic begins to subside, because it's the most, to my thinking, it's the most important move that's happened over the course of this year.
Absolutely. Dr. Duffy, we'll have to leave it at that. I'll just say that, yes, hopefully we broke the dam on mental health awareness, and hopefully the vaccine for COVID-19 can be a vaccine for other vaccines, meaning if you are against them and you want to get the COVID one, maybe you'll reconsider all the other ones too. Dr. Duffy, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
And take care.